Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
How was your time in the FBI, Dana?
Mama, you know I cannot talk about my time in the FBI like the Fight Club, so I don't know why you ask.
Yeah, it's that one's almost too easy, the Nicki Minaj Cousins Balls.
Oh,
joke.
My goodness.
Oh, boy.
Just the fact that they had to do a press conference,
yes,
in Trinidad and say,
he's like,
we
really
wasted an entire day on this.
And the White House had to comment on it.
Right.
It's, yeah.
And say they didn't, because she said, oh, they invited me to the White House. Where is this? I'm sorry, this is in my morning stack. The White House says it offered Nicki Minaj a phone call with medical experts,
yeah,
not a visit,
right,
after she said she was invited to the White House after she posted inaccurate claims about the COVID vaccine. Okay. Yeah. Dana, the problem is she has 22 million followers. I mean, and
yeah,
there is some hesitancy, mm-hmm, still in the black community. And I am now and will for always be on Team Joy Reid. Do not come at my Joy Reid.
100%. It's also really embarrassing that guy's fiance found out that way. He cheated on her,
yes,
clearly because he got an STD.
Clearly,
yeah.
Yes.
Is there an STD that makes your balls swell up to the size of...
The vaccine definitely does not.
Right.
So,
but I can't think of a single STD that
seems
would
more
do
bacterial
that
infection,
yeah,
than STD.
You know, Dana and I are out on this conversation. We are,
yeah,
not ball experts
just
on what happens.
I'm just spreading false information at this point, clearly, because I have no idea.
This is on you, on what diseases cause
literally,
ball swelling.
Literally, this is on you. Yeah.
I know some guys who run out and get that disease if it was...
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, he likes big balls.
No.
And he cannot lie.
I'm just, don't play this song.
It would be
inappropriate. I like big balls.
I don't even.
Okay, Dana and I just mean like basketballs and softballs and other lesbian things. We don't mean those kind of
That's
balls.
It now. The
okay.
conversation's actually making me start to have a gag reflex
a little bit
if
of a,
we can,
yeah,
change it. Yeah, just a little bit of a, yeah.
Which is also a turnoff for people with balls. What?
I can't believe this is a song.
I want to come on stage to this for Sexy Liberal.
Stephanie Miller.
I've got big balls. Oh, I've got big balls. And there's such
Nicki
big
Minaj's
balls.
Cousin's friend.
Fancy big balls. And he's got big balls. And she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls of them all.
Okay, Dana. This just,
yeah,
I
Steffi.
Just said there is a rule that any story that starts with my cousin's friend at fill in the blank is horse. It just is a rule in life. Any anti-vaxxer stuff I've heard, my friend's like, oh, my friend's friend, mm-hmm, what, she's had chronic fatigue and she had a really bad reaction. She hasn't gotten out of bed. I'm like, let me get this straight. She had chronic fatigue and now she is tired and you're blaming the vaccine?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the worst impression of Ferris Bueller's Day Off we could possibly imagine. My best friend's girlfriend's cousin saw Ferris Bueller pass out at 31 Flavors. Ish. I guess it's pretty serious. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's what we've reincarnated with all of these COVID stories.
Yeah. Well, Greta tweeted, dying of COVID in the world's wealthiest country 10 months after a safe vaccine developed is now the definition of American exceptionalism. It really is unbelievably sad and tragic and just every other right descriptor, Dana, you want to use, and stupid that we are 10 months into having, you know, the antidote, whatever you want to call it, and people are dying at a higher rate in some places than before. No, we had the answer.
It's maddening. There's a lot of choice words that normally come out of my mouth about these people. I don't wish anyone ill, however, comma, I'm also not grieving a lot of this on the other side. And I hate what that's turned me into. Yeah. But at this point, it's a free, safe, available vaccine. Yeah. Stop eating horse paste. Go get your shot so I can get back on the road. Like, I'm just tired of it.
Well, and it is. It's testing our better angels, because Chris Lavoie, long been the head of the bloodthirsty hurry up and die unvaccinated people caucus here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
And the right-wing radio host that died this week, the latest one, the sixth, I believe in 5 weeks, something like that. Mm-hmm. He was not only the anti-vaxxer right-wing radio host, he's the guy that mocked people with AIDS and played Another One Bites the Dust every time someone died of AIDS. So it is hard. Your better angel is like, yeah. Yeah.
That to me is a little bit of karma. Listen, I'm not wishing it upon him, but you do reap what you sow.
Yeah. So we were saying that, you know, about the number that voted, I guess, yes on the recall, 30-ish percent are the amount that think, according to polling, Dana, that think it should be a personal choice taking a vaccine. The other 60-something percent of us that voted no on the recall think it is your responsibility to get vaccinated. I'm reading one California recall lesson story. Constitution makes it clear it is the responsibility of U.S. leaders to promote general welfare. At the very least, that must mean keeping your citizens alive in a pandemic. Newsom's resounding success in keeping his job shows Democrats can win simply by telling the truth about their Republican opponents, that they are threats to democracy, the common good, public health, and life itself. From Trump to Ron DeSantis to Greg Abbott to Larry Elder and some of the others who try to secede Newsom, the theme among a certain brand of GOP politicians today is you have a right to do whatever you want, no matter who it hurts, be they old and fragile, children too young to be vaccinated, or immune-compromised people who don't get the full effects of vaccines. I mean, that is boiled down what is the truth, isn't it? They are the party, screw everybody, doesn't matter, it's only about my freedom, what I perceive to be my freedom.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And I do think if we can keep this together, it's going to hurt them in the midterms.
Yeah. Well, the turnout, Dana, I've been saying, has been great. We just got to keep it going. And also, it has the benefit of rhyming. Vote blue no matter who in 2022.
There you go.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay. Mitch McConnell, let's hear more just to get us riled up from Mitch McConnell.
Yes, we do.
Don't, I'll go Trump on you if you complain about this.
Okay, I'll take Mitch.
If I complain,
okay,
you complain
about Mitch. I'll take Mitch.
Okay.
Every state conducts elections differently. You're watching some states pass new laws based upon the experience we had last year during a 100-year pandemic. What do all these new laws have in common? None of them. Not one. Is designed to suppress the vote based upon race.
Uh-huh.
So there is no reason for the federal government to take over how we conduct elections. It
I
is a
change my mind.
Solution in search of a problem, and we will not be supporting that.
Oh, it's true. You change your mind? You want Trump now? Okay.
You know what? You know, I know the listeners are going to be mad. I would rather listen to that lunatic make absolutely no sense than this evil man.
We are happy.
Lie directly to the general public.
Oh, we're happy
constantly.
To oblige. We're happy to oblige. It's only because we love you the most.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think, I've had so many calls today saying, that's treason.
So many.
Right.
See, to me, it's starting to get, I mean, I understand that this is scary because he's probably going to announce again. I'm very sorry, listeners, but even Mary thinks so. But Mitch McConnell is dangerous. Trump is dangerous, but he's really dumb. And so if I have to have one or the other, I'd rather just laugh at Donald at this point.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, fomenting the overturning of the, you know, subverting of our democracy and overturning the election is not treason, but trying to stop someone from doing that and starting a world war in the process of it, that is treason. Just making a note of it. Making a note of it. Okay.
Please make a note of it.
Okay, this is, I don't know how he's going to do this, Travis, but he is going to, the world is going to be over in 3 years, but he will also run for president.
We're not
going to
have a country left.
We won't have a country, but he will run for the fill in the blank that used to be America.
The people of our country respect us. They love our country, and they want to see our country succeed. And our country has gone really downhill in the last 8 months.
8 months,
like
yeah.
Nobody's ever seen before.
Nobody's ever seen
and
ever.
You go to these elections that are coming up in 22 and 24, we're not going to have a country left. The election was rigged, and we're not going to have a country left in 3 years. I'll
Mr.
tell
President,
you that.
You've been very generous with your time. Thank you for that.
He said, "All right, you know, I can have country love. I'll tell you that right now." Oh, and that was Sean Spicer, and then he cut him off because the, Newsmax is about to get is in the process of being sued over the election conspiracy stuff. So, right. Okay. People are saying you're not gonna have a country love, Dana. People are saying.
Is there a third option for sound bites? Is there a third person
no,
that we can quote
No,
on?
We have tortured you enough now. Well, we already played Roger Stone, so we won't. Oh, you know what? Maybe Kate in Milwaukee has something else to give you for me.
Okay.
For my birthday, perhaps. Hi, Kate in Milwaukee. You're on with Dana Goldberg. Hi, Kate.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Kate.
So, I just got the best news ever. My company just released the notification that we all need to be either vaccinated or we're being required to test. And it's
fantastic.
Exactly. I work for an ENT clinic, and they were very, like, hesitant to push the mandate. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And sure enough, today we got the email, and I just couldn't be happier.
Oh, I hope now that the recall's over, Kate, out here in California, it's hammer time every day. All the time.
Yeah. All the time. All the time. All the hammers.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
thank you, Kate. Thank you. Love you. Okay. Dana, what was I going to say?
There's a cute dog snout. Yes, continue.
I know. Isn't that the cutest dog snout in the world? Thanks for mentioning it.
It is a good dog snout.
Oh, Jamie, look good. Colonel Steve Austin is eating the rug. Could you activate the spray bottle, please? Thank you, Travis.
He's so well behaved.
He's just a baby. He's only 4 months old.
What? Okay. What's Jamie's excuse?
He is recently out of prison. Don't you believe? We don't believe in the to prison pipeline here. He has already lost his puppy prison, and this is his new freedom. And we're just giving him some.
He's about ready to break out of Shawshank and go to Zihuatanejo.
All right. We're just this is a little period of grace.